All right, y'all. You already know how we do for Mary Jane and Munchies. We give you the ultimate thought processes for your high-ass experience.
We get you all the knowledge that you wish somebody would have told you before you started, but you glad you have Mary Jane and Munchies to tell you now.
So the truth is, we're going to let you know why you feel high, baby. All in this episode, we're going to explain the science, the facts, and the fun between what you actually are experiencing.
Ever wonder why some joints get you higher than giraffe pussy and other joints leave you flatter than the dirt on the earth?
Well, I bet you'll find out in this episode.
And a tasty treat. As always, it's Mary Jane and
Munchies.
Is Mary Jane and
Munchies, Mary Jane
and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. We finally got synchronized mics. So if we sound like Beyonce or Destiny's Child, whatever, we're open to getting signed. I'm just saying.
Period.
What? Listen, remember, I'm a cow. Moo, bitch. I'm a cow. Moo. You can I believe in miracles.
I can't with you, Chad.
It could happen to me.
What?
I'm stoned, y'all.
That shit is wild, because you know what I did was I mixed some of the most potent shit I could for my anonymous donor. See, I do not fuck up in this category, y'all. I be doing shit where it's like, if it's called purple voodoo, what should I do? You know, I'm gonna add some cannabis concentrate, and I just was like, let me just put a hair in there. And that's the best decision we can make, because you can tell it by the energy. We is lit. I have so much going on. I have so much content coming. And blowing through consistently just for you. Last time I checked, though, y'all, I need you to subscribe to my YouTube page. I'm just telling you, a friend of a friend told me
to take a quick detour from my boss and bossy co-host and switch over to my bossy manager. Mm-hmm. Queenie Jones is on her journey to 1,000. If you all have been following the brand, this is a special announcement. We are at that gate. Give us the updated number, Queenie.
Right now, we're at 160 on YouTube. We are at probably 940 on TikTok.
Come on, TikTok.
373 on Instagram. So, yeah.
The journey to 1,000 requires all hands on deck. So, MJ listeners, this is what I'm offering you as Boston Bossy, manager/co-host. Do this right now. You'll be entered into our Instagram giveaway for our exclusive Cannaman products. That's the roll-ons, the gummies, and any other surprises Cannaman throws in for us. A huge product value of over $125. All right? Tell your friends to get into it. Queenie Jones on all streaming platforms, on all social media, Journey to 1000. Hashtag Journey to 1000. Hashtag Queenie Jones. Hashtag
Cook Good and Look Good.
Get into it, y'all. Put those hashtags. Get those words out. Let's go. Now.
How are you?
Boston Bossy is doing well. Blessed and highly favored. Thanks for asking, friend.
All right. And the Dunkin' Donuts that we purchased this morning, we're going to go ahead and take a break. It's kind of funny because every so often, me and Boston us be having moments where we be like on our feeds or on our messages showing each other crazy shit. And I swear she always out-top me. But we back from break, so.
Mary Jane and Munchies, we know cannabis makes you feel good. At least it should. Folks always come up to us and they ask, why are we not high enough yet? Or why they're so high? Well, to answer this age-old question, why do I feel high? I'm going to tell you a little bit about the
endocannabinoid system.
The ECS comprises a vast network of chemical signals and cellular receptors that are densely packed throughout our brains and bodies. The cannabinoid receptors in the brain, the CB1 receptors, outnumber many of the other receptor types on the brain. They act like traffic cops to control the levels and activity of most of the other neurotransmitters. This is how they regulate things, by immediate feedback, turning up or down the activity or whichever system needs to be adjusted, whether that is hunger, temperature, or alertness. To stimulate these receptors, our bodies produce molecules called endocannabinoids, which have a structural similarity to molecules in the cannabis plant. The first endocannabinoid that was discovered was named amanid, after the Sanskrit word anad for bliss. All of us have tiny cannabis-like molecules floating around in our brain.
Dr. Peter Grimstone is the author of this article. So we just want you to have somebody to resource to, just in case you want to dive deeper into the subject. But we gave you a little general summary of exactly what our body does and interaction starts with, of how and why you feel high. Why you feel high could be
type of strain. So some strains are intended for an upbeat tempo. Some strains are intended for nighttime usage and or sedation.
Indica versus sativa, which means it could be like, one might be fucking with you more. It might hit your system more impactfully. Indicas can make you feel a little bit more sedative, and then a sativa might make you feel more energetic. But either way, you'll feel the effects of it depending on which of the two it might be.
Also, there's a difference between body high and psychological high. And so I would say that also plays into indica or sativa. You're going to have more of a body high with indica and more of a mental high with sativa.
Real niggas know what it is. Have you ever had a fucking J or a blunt with an empty stomach or a full stomach? Nigga, if you have a joint or a smoke while your stomach is empty, bitch, you're going to be feeling some type of different way. At least I do. I don't feel as high sometimes if my stomach is not full.
Many people that are solid potheads in my world will say the same. So, and that goes to THC binding with the fats in our body. So on a full stomach, you're just going to be like supercharged hot, right? It has all of that to feed off of. On an empty stomach, if you're a fat person, it's going to take you twice the consumption to get high, because it's taking much longer to attach to those fat cells deep in those walls. As opposed to being a skinnier person and eating after a blunt, your high gets supersized because you just interacted your blood system in two different ways at the same time. So whether you like to have an empty stomach or a full stomach, know yourself. To thy own self be true.
Now, some of y'all in the black community, like, as a black person, I've seen this multiple times in my life, and it is not a stereotype to me. It's the life that I've lived. Mixing some cannabis with a little bit of alcohol might affect you a little bit differently if you just had one or the other. You know what I'm saying? You might be a little bit more crunk. You know what I'm saying? If you get a little drunk while you're smoking that skunk. You feel me? So, note that, all right? Because a lot of you people be thinking that you're just that bitch and you can ride around here in these streets acting like you that one who can mix and ride. Bitch, no. No. Don't you be out in the streets doing this mixing of motherfucking substances. Thank you. You fuck it up for all of us.
So as the drinker on the show, this is what I will say. Drink and smoke responsibly. Mary Jane and Munchies encourages responsible use of legally sourced products. As a real nigga, know yourself. That own self be true.
CBD leaning versus THC leaning is a major indication of how high you feel. Sometimes, like how Boston Bossy said, body high versus psychological high, the effects can hit you in different ways. Now, if you have a CBD leaning strain, you'll have a more intense body high. And if you have a more THC leaning strain, you'll have more of a psychological high. So just note that, because a lot of people be like, I can't even get up. Or my hair is out here, like I'm in a whole different universe. That is CBD versus THC for ya. Okay. Now, I want to say this shit, okay? Because a lot of you guys get too high and you don't know what to do, okay? Trick of the trade. Keep a jar of black pepper on you when you go to parties or events when you are sharing weed. Because sometimes you don't know what these niggas be smoking. Always ask. Okay? Stop doing that weird shit so you can start making a mental log of, okay, this is the one I like, not this one I don't like. Because you don't need to be a part of every rotation. Okay? That's weird. Okay. If you discover you are too hot, add a teaspoon of black pepper to your New Year's savory party snack. Okay? You'll thank me later, okay? Drink a glass of water and sit your little happy ass down. I don't want to hear none of this. I got so fucked up, I didn't even know what was going on. So you know what I did? I took all off my clothes. Or you know what I did? I did A, B, and C stupidly. Don't do that stupid punk pussy ass shit. I'm sorry. I just want to be honest with you because, again, I am a medical patient. It took a long time for us to get here. When you become a recreational user of cannabis and you do this dumb shit, you make them motherfuckers who vote for this shit or be a part of the, like, the politics of it hard on us.
Ultra pro tip, if you're a hardcore smoker, keep some CBD with you. It balances out the effects of THC and it immediately nullifies a high effect.
That's a hookup. Don't get it twisted. That was a gem. Okay? Because we're not one of them. You know what? That was cold ass shit, Boston Boss. They'll fuck with you for that one, dog.
I love it.
Pro tip.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
All right, y'all. So before we go and pay some bills, let me just ask you something. Have you ever had some weed so fucking good that you felt too high, but it was okay?
I would say the last time was a mixture of Girl Scout cookies and Pineapple Express within the same week. Oh. I went to bed high, woke up high, got more weed, got higher, stayed high, tried the next strain, and said, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, ha, 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 ha.
So you're saying the mix of weeds got you higher. So that smorgasbord.
Yeah.
That might be.
I've also freaked out, which is where your black pepper thing would have came in handy.
That might be the reason why you might have felt so high as the mix. All right, we're going to go pay some bills right quick. We'll be right back. All right? Just like that.
What's up? It's your girl, Queen Jones, a.k.a. Munchies from Mary Jane and Munchies. I'm here to tell y'all all about a black, locally owned apparel brand called Renilly. Whether y'all are having fun in the sun in a t-shirt or staying warm and cozy with hoodies and gloves, Renilly has something in store for you. Renilly is an excellent experiment in human excellence. Y'all, go ahead and find Renilly on RenillyOnEdge.com. That's RenillyOnEdge.com. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead and say, Munchie sent me. Bye!
Now, back from paying those bills,
we have a very delicioso, fatty, savory dish for you. It is fettuccine Alfredo, but infused. You're gonna get yourself fettuccine pasta, can of butter, heavy whipping cream, grated Romano cheese, grated Parmesan cheese, garlic salt, and salt and pepper. But you know, one day you'll have something more better to use than salt and pepper. Coming soon. We're just doing some legalities, Queenie Jones shit. A little bit of bacon.
I'm placing the chicken with lamb or some other type of red meat because chicken is boring.
Ooh, hear me out. Seared lamb belly.
Lamb belly?
Yes.
Lambs be having juicy bellies?
Yes, very similar to a succulent pig as I've been seen. So, yes, lamb belly with prawns, not shrimp.
Right, because shrimp is so basic.
Or jumbo. We're talking about the ones
prawns. Prawns. I've seen prawns. You could stuff prawns with other things. You could get some scallops and some crab meat and stuff it in a prawn.
You ain't got no sense.
None whatsoever.
Only you could think of some shit like that, best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffing prawns with scallops and freaking crab. Delectable. But hear me out.
Can of butter all over.
Okay, that's an oily dish to me.
Oh, wait. Nope. Get some breadcrumbs. put some crystallized cannabinoid, like the cannab salt, I guess you want to call it, and mix that up with it. Or some canna wax, or some, no, not wax, shatter, some canna shatter.
No, you was right crumbs. With the salt. You was right with
yeah,
the salt.
Yeah, that's, I want the salt to balance it out. You get the salt and you mix that with the insides. Put that inside of the prawns. And then, because you don't need the can of butter inside the prawns. No. You don't cook the whole thing with can of butter. You don't need all that. It's just too buttery. And then you put them in lightly. And you drizzle some can of olive oil on the garlic bread. No. On this top of the can of butter.
This is what I will do because I feel like Boston Bossy is a thug, but my little lactose intolerant ass can't receive that bullshit. Like, I can only do so much oil, butter, fats. My stomach gonna be like, oh, yeah, so you thought we were a washing machine, baby, okay? Let's hope you can get to the bathroom fast enough. So I would say I would spread the ratio of the butter situation, decrease it a little bit, or, hear me out, this is my idea. So there's about a cup in this recipe. If you want to go ahead and get into this recipe, by the way, check out this wonderful website, thecannaschool.ca. And that's just going to give you what you need, and we'll link them if they got some social media. Follow us on Instagram to be able to see that, though. I would add a cup of that butter, that canna infusion situation. Instead of it being a whole cup going into the fettuccine alfredo, that fourth of a cup would indicate a garlic bread situation, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I didn't say I wasn't against getting thick. I said I was lactose intolerant. So what I would do is chop up a whole bowl of garlic. Chop that up, get some parsley, right? Salt, pepper for you regular people. Until my products come out, you never know. The ecstasy of what I be. Whole point being is make that situation a spread, you know what I'm saying? What we call a compound butter. So all that really requires is soft butter to start with, so just know that. Add all those ingredients, mix it up together, well, spread it on the bread, put it in the oven for 5 to 10 at 375. Just watch, because we're not trying to get burnt toast. We're trying to get garlic bread, ladies and gentlemen. Add it to the dish and you know how this shit will go. You might get pregnant, I'm sorry. And then you can't smoke no weed. It was all off of an edible experience, literally. Go ahead and follow us on Mary Jane and Munchies for more indicators of the people we're talking about on the podcast to make sure they get their shout outs and their accreditations and you can follow them too. We gotta go pay some bills very quick though. All right, y'all. So, what's going on in our social media platforms? Boston Bossy, what's good with you, girl?
Well, over here in the world of Boston Bossy, I've become a TikTok broadcaster. I can go live on TikTok, y'all. And if y'all are not tapped into my TikTok, let's stop everything we're doing right now. And make sure that you are following me on all social media platforms. Boston Bossy _ on all social media platforms. When it comes to live streaming, I'm on Bego and TikTok. For live streaming on Bego, it's Powerpuff88. You search that ID, follow your girl, and you'll know when I go live as you get a notification sent to your phone. As well as being able to save and book my lives directly into your iPhone calendar to remind you. So let Bego go ahead and get into that. Then you got your TikTok. TikTok is new for the both of us, but we about to turn up. I got people I want to duet with. I got some reactions. I can't wait till the comments and the haters come so we can have fun, MJers. So make sure that you tune into my TikTok, BostonBossy_, as well as my Snapchat, BostonBossy_. Okay, and then you got me on Instagram, BostonBossy_.
If you can see her right now, she's like, well, bitch, I said all of them, didn't I? I'm a big kid now.
Period.
Look, we get you, Boston Bossy.
_. And if you really love your girl, okay, you really love your girl, cash at me at Grind Mistress. It's money sign GRINDMISTRESS. That's Grind Mistress. Cash at me. Show your love.
You know? Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Send your girl a blunt all the way from wherever.
Y'all crazy. Look, again, we do legal shit all day, every day. Yo, on my watch, Queenie Jones says, I'm so proud of Boston Boss because she's out here thugging. Thug to the thing. And it's hard as hell to say that because I know what she's been through. And I know the grind never stopped. When I say this heifer is a grind mistress, in the night of the darkness, while bitches are sleeping, she is grinding. When motherfuckers are sore and they can't take anymore, Boston Bosty _ is there for more. That's some real nigga shit. So I'm so proud of her. And motherfuckers can choose to be lazy if they want to, but not my friend. Not my friend. But okay, so on my note of what the fuck is going on with me and what's good, Queenie Jones is out here creating all the content that is necessary for me to flourish, upscale, and thrive. How to cook good and look good. Your girl is that chick to make sure all the flavors that you can savor is there without having to call in any favors you already know. All you gotta do is click a button and you can see me. So the journey to 1,000 is definitely my major focus. Making sure we get the follow, make sure we get the subscriptions at QUEEMIEJONES on all platforms, Queenie Jones. When you see the emblem, you be like, oh shit, nigga, that's her. That is her. It can't not be her. This crazy as hell, but I want to make sure you guys get as much content as possible so that way you can flourish and thrive all on the low. Okay, I live in Boston. I know it's expensive. If you live in any of these cities, okay, you are not paying regular rent no more. It is always what? An arm and a leg. Okay? Sometimes it's other body parts. So I'm just trying to make sure if you are out here, a college student, a young person, up and coming, doing your thing, that Queenie Jones is here to ease your brain. All right. That's what I'm doing. Go ahead and follow me. I don't know if you heard it, but I'll say it again. It's QUEEMIEJONES. I got you. Cook good and look good. Go ahead and shout out our anonymous donor for Purple Voodoo.
Go ahead and shout out Canamian for all of our gummies and roll-on products.
And follow Mary Jane and Munchies.
Also shout out Renilly for all of our clothing and apparel needs.
Well, damn. Go ahead and follow Mary Jane and Munchies on all platforms at MaryJaneMunchies _ on Instagram, but Mary Jane Munchies everywhere. All right, y'all.